Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. You know, tonight, if you've been listening and before to the show, you know, I've done different shows and I've had different guest speakers actually on the show. But tonight, I'm actually introducing myself to you guys as not just a recording artist and not just a radio show host. I'm also introducing myself to you tonight also as a minister, and I'm preaching today. So if you're listening in to Heart and Love Radio Show, first of all, let me just say I'm just glad that you're here, and we're going to keep things going today. You know, the number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. And if you're listening, let me just also let you guys know this. You can actually text message me on Yahoo. My screen name is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. But before we get started, I just would like to just say, first of all, I appreciate those who actually have tuned in and those who are actually listening in right now. The number here is 646-595-4311. And whenever you're ready to queue in, or if you have something that you would like to say during this actual service, you know, just let me know that you would like to say something, and I'll click over. But today I want to discuss with you guys about something that God has placed on my own heart. And I just really wanted to really talk about this particular subject, about the awesome love of God. You know, one of the things about the time that we're living in is that many people today struggle with the concept of God's love. They become blinded by their own circumstances and wonder why and how could God love me? How could God love someone like me, someone who has done so many crazy and terrible things, has had so many mistakes, has made so many mistakes, hasn't been nice to friends and family? You know what also? Some think that they are worthless, like they don't deserve love from anyone, especially God. You know, as I was driving home the other day from D.C., God laid this common but powerful scripture that every Christian has heard or has memorized at one point in time. You probably know the scripture yourself from memory. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. You know, this scripture is so simple, but yet our Christian faith is built upon this verse. So tonight on the Heart Love Radio Show, I plan to discuss with you the awesome love of God. The awesome love of God. So if you're taking notes tonight, wherever you are, I just want you to know that tonight's message is entitled, the awesome love of God. And it's coming from John chapter 3, verse 16. The number here is 646-595-4311. And if you've been on my show before, you know that I'm going to have some good music in between doing this sermon. But in this chapter of John, the third chapter, verse 16, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. I'm sure you've heard this story before, but I'll give you the backdrop scenario. Number one, Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, a member of the Jewish ruling council, he snuck out to meet Jesus that night. The second point, Nicodemus wanted to know how he could be born again. Then the third thing, Jesus responded that he must be born again and went on to explain in further detail what that meant. I'm just giving you a little backdrop of what's going on in this chapter. In this chapter where Jesus is teaching Nicodemus. You know, as God was dropping things into my spirit when I was on my way back to D.C. about this message, I was thinking about how awesome God's love is. Awesome because there's not a love like God's. No one else can beat God in loving how much he loves us, how much he loves me, and how much he loves you. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm excited by that. I'm excited to know that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for us. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard preachers say this before, but as Jesus hung on that cross, he wasn't just hanging on a cross for those who were standing in front of him on that hill. He was just hanging on that cross for them. He was hanging on the cross for the people who had died before. Because, you know, Jesus went into hell, got the keys back from death. But also in that sense, he also hung on the cross looking through the corridor of time to see that you and I would need a Savior. So I don't know, I'm not sure about you, but I'm excited for that. And you think about where you were. Think about what you were doing before you gave your life to Christ, before you decided, let me stay in this race. Think about that. And think about all the things you might have done that you don't want anyone else to know. And then think about this verse. While you and I were still sinners, Christ died for you, and Christ died for me. When I think of love, I think of God. God is love. It all comes from him. This is an unconditional love that is forgiving, accepting, has changing power, and redeeming. Before I get into this message tonight, I just pray this prayer. I pray that something spoken, something said, some song that's sung ministers to you and hopefully gives you hope. And I pray that you will pray for me as I preach my first sermon on my own show, the Heart of Love radio show. If you're tuning in right now, my name is G. Wright. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you have anything that you'd like to say, just let me know in the queue, and I'll bring you on air live. The first point I want to talk about in talking about the awesome love of God is this fact. God so loved. Let's stick with those three words. God so loved. Now, I'm a teacher, and I know this, and you know this, what I'm about to say to you right now, that love can be a person, it can be a noun, a person, a place, or a thing. But in this sense, love is action. I like saying that. Love is action. It is a noun, but it's also action. It causes you to do something. And when you love someone, you produce, you put out, you do something. Now, the way I like about this text is that it says, God so loved. I'm not going to get you the next two words, but God so loved. Not only did he just love, he so loved. That meant he loved unconditionally, forgiving, accepting, changing power, redeeming. God so loved. It's powerful. I think it's really honestly beyond description, the word so. He loved so much that he produced. But if you're wondering right now who did God love this much, the text says God so loved the world. Now let's talk about the world. All right, Christian folk. If you're listening right now to Hard Love Radio Show, this is G. Wright, and I'm talking about the world. God so loved the world. Because I want you to imagine in your mind and conceptualize what's happening, what the scripture is saying. God so loved the world. The world. People who didn't necessarily love him right away. Let me repeat that again. The world. People who didn't and don't necessarily love God back. They don't necessarily love him right away. My example for you tonight is, have you ever loved someone who didn't love you? Have you ever loved someone who, no matter what you did to try to get them to see that you love them, they would never, ever get it? They would never reciprocate? The world, people who didn't and do keep his commandments. The world, people who didn't do or keep God's commandments. God so loved the world. People who did not love or know how to love. I'm repeating this again for you right now. People who didn't love or know how to love. You know, there are people today who don't know what love is. They really don't know. And because they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. But it reminds me of this song that goes like this. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. And I'm sure you've heard that song before. Well, God did just that. And you know, we're going to come right back to this scripture in a minute. Right now, what I would like to play for you guys, if you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, I want you to listen to the song, and I hope this song touches your heart as much as it touches my heart. This is my cousin Eureka A. Wright's song. It's called He Reigns. And I'm going to be right back with you after this song. Listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, the number here is 646-595-4311.
The Lord is seeking those who will worship.
You guys are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. If you're tuning in, you listen to me, G. Wright, as I'm preaching my first sermon on Blog Talk Radio. I know that I do try to do my best to hopefully share some kind of life and share what God has placed in my heart with you guys. And I appreciate your support. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you would like to ever chime in, just press that button, which I believe is number one, and it will put you into a queue where I know that you have something that you would like to share. But if you're tuning in right now, I'm talking about the awesome love of God. And we're coming from John chapter 3, verse 16. If you've been listening, I've said that God so loved the world. And before the song He Reigns by my cousin Eureka A. Wright came on, I was telling you that people don't know how to love sometimes. But God showed us exactly how to love. My second point tonight is this. God gave His only Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. When we think of the word gave, you think of to give means to like impart, to transfer possession of something concrete, or to give something like a present. God gave. Who did He give us to? If you were listening earlier, I have already said that God gave us to the world. And the world represents people who didn't necessarily love Him right away, people who didn't do or keep His commandments, people who did not love or know how to love in the way God intended for us to love. God gave the world what? his only son. You know, love is something that can be a noun or an action, and God acted on his love. He didn't just talk about love. Now, we can talk about love all day long. We can talk about how much we love someone, and sometimes we even use love as a fleeting word, as just a pillowy type of word. Oh, I love you. But no action behind it. But God acted on his love. He didn't just talk about it. He did something based on that love. There's nothing like seeing someone who acts on their love. And to do it so selflessly, to just love, even when people might not know how to reciprocate that love, even when people don't want to even listen or pay attention to that love. It's amazing that God acted on that love. I want you to understand that God gave the most precious gift any parent could give. Any parent could give. You know, and as I was driving home today and I was reflecting about what I was going to discuss with you guys tonight, God took me to the story of Abraham and Isaac. You know, and these are stories that we hear about, stories that we've either have heard in Sunday Bible study or in church services, the story about Abraham and Isaac. Because this story I'm about to give you became a prototype of what God himself would do for all mankind. You know, the story of Abraham and Isaac. Abraham and Sarah waited so long. They waited so long to have a baby, to have this promise. And the thing about it is this. Back in that day before Jesus became the sacrificial lamb, the only way that mankind could have a relationship with God was they had to have an offering. There had to be a sacrifice. They had been sacrificing life in order for the blood to cover up the sins committed, which started from Adam and Eve. And what happened is that God finally blessed Abraham and Sarah with the promise, which was Isaac. And God led Abraham to take Isaac, and he took Isaac with them up to the mountain to worship God. And God was basically asking Abraham and basically testing him to see, would he sacrifice his own son back unto him? This promise that he and Sarah had waited so long for. What God did was this. I want you to sacrifice Isaac. And as Abraham got ready to slaughter Isaac, I want you to imagine, if you are a parent, I'm not a parent, so I can't say, but I can imagine what it must have been like, what it must have felt like to put your promise on the altar, to put your son on the altar of sacrifice. But yet, he still trusted that God was not going to let go of the promise he had given he and Sarah. And he got ready to kill, to sacrifice his son. That's when he was stopped. And there was a ram in the bush. So if you've gone to church, you've heard that story, and about God telling, you know, look, God wanted to see if Abraham was going to really give the most precious gift that he had that was most important to him than anything else. God wanted to see, is Well, can he really do that? Will he really do that for me? Would he do that for me? Would you have done that if placed in that position? And what God did as a result of Abraham's decision and choice, I want you guys to understand and see the mental picture that Abraham was really true and truly about to sacrifice his own son. And God stopped him. And God, from that point on, put a blessing on Abraham. Through his lineage, God just blessed him. He blessed Abraham. He didn't have to sacrifice his son. There's a ram in the bush. He was able to sacrifice that lamb, that ram. You know, and this became a prototype of what God was going to do for us in our lives, which takes me to go to review and say what we've gone from verse 16, the third chapter of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Jesus died, but God brought him back to life. And 3 days later, he rose with power and victory. But the point is that God gave his most precious gift, his most precious gift. He loved us so much. The world. We were in the world. Before we gave our lives to Christ, before we decided, God, I'm going to follow you, we were in the world. We were part of the people who didn't necessarily love God right away. We're part of people who didn't do or keep his commandments. We're part of people who did not know how to love. We didn't know love or how to love. And there might be many other examples out there that you could actually make applicable to you. But I want you to understand this. That when we get to this point, right now, when you think about how much God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, you say, what could be next? What thing could there be next? And what's next is this. The rest of that scripture goes on to say that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My third point. God offers us a choice. For God so loved the world. He loved the world. His heart was with the world. His heart was to reach the world. That he gave. He relinquished something. He gave as a gift. He transferred possession of something. He imparted something to us. He imparted his son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's talk about this. This third point, God offers us a choice. This is something like this. God acted on his love. He loved us so much. He gave his only begotten son. Now, it's on you and me. It's on us to make a choice. And all we've got to do is believe. And when you believe something, you trust in that thing. All we've got to do is believe. You know, I can say this. When I walk out my house and I begin to walk down the stairs, I'm believing that when I put one foot forward, that my foot is going to land on a step. And when I put my next foot forward and down, my next foot is going to land on a step. Then I'm going to walk out the door. I'm going to believe and have faith that when I open up the door, I'm going to walk on cement. I'm going to believe that cement will hold me as I walk to my car. I'm going to believe that when I put my hand in my pocket, I'm going to pull out my key, and that key will open up the door. And then I'm going to believe that I can open up the door, get in the car, push that same key into the ignition, and my car will start up. Belief, faith. When we're walking this walk of life, we have to believe in something. We believe in something. Even those who say that they don't believe, they still believe something. They have faith in something. And the scripture is saying that whoever believes in him, believe, have faith, believe, walking in faith, that whoever believes in him, whoever, it's not just for those who think that they have a right to the tree of life, that they have a right to salvation. It's a gift, because all our righteousness is like filthy rags in God's sight. The blood of Jesus covers us and saves us from all our sins. This scripture is saying that whoever believes, whoever has faith, it could be the bum down the street. They have the opportunity to have faith. It can be the coworker that you cannot stand. I'll say the coworker from down under. It could be the boss from another planet. It could be your worst enemy. What the word of God says, that whoever believes, whoever, you know, the thing about it is this. People experience God when they see, if you are a Christian, you believe in God, people experience God through us. We have to make sure that people know by the way we live our lives and by things we say and do that we believe in God. So we can offer this to anyone, to whoever believes, and hope that they will believe based upon looking at our lives, based upon looking at our circumstances, based upon looking at the way we treat them, that they'll know that there's something different. Now, I know that's going off on a different tangent, so I'm not going to even stay focused there. But the point that I'm going to say is this. God gives us a choice, and this choice is a choice for us to actually decide to have faith in who? In him. To have faith in who? In him. We've got to have faith, not in what we can do. Not, it didn't say that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in what they can do. No, that whoever believes in him. Whoever believes in him, I hope you guys are listening tonight. I hope you guys are listening tonight. Whoever believes in God, whoever believes in the message about God loving the world so much, whoever believes in Jesus being the Son of God and confessing that with their mouth, it says this, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not perish. You know, the thing about it is this. We're living in a society where we come across people who don't necessarily believe in God. They don't believe that we're going to really perish. They don't believe that there's an actual hell, that there's an actual place of torment for those who don't believe in God. But the scripture right here is saying this, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. Listen. If you don't believe in God today, if you don't believe in the message of Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, that God raised him up on the three days later, and he rose with power and dominion over death and over hell, you know, you've got to understand, you've got to believe, that there is a place for those who don't strive to have a relationship with God. But we have a but. Whenever you have the word conjunction, the conjunction but, B-U-T, it denotes that there's a way out from that situation. But have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The but, you don't have to perish, but have eternal life. When we talk about eternal life, we're talking about life that never ends. We're talking about life that never ends. We're talking about an existence that knows no end. You know, and I don't know about you, but I will say this personally. I know we came from somewhere else. And we're here on this earth. We have this experience. We have the opportunity to make choices. We have the opportunity to decide to choose to serve God. We have all these opportunities. And I cannot even fathom what it must be like on the other side. I cannot fathom what it means to have eternal life. Right now, I'm in my 30s, and it seems like I've been around for a long time. And then I look at, like, my mother. I look at my mother. I look at my aunts. I look at my uncles. I look at my father. I look at my stepmother. I look at my grandmother, while my grandmother's still alive. I look at their age. I look at them. And they've lived longer than I have. But guess what? We're not going to be here always. Our time will come. And I hope that what I'm sharing with you is touching your life right now, wherever you are right now. That whoever believes in him should not perish. But means there's a choice. But have eternal life. And when I think of that, I've shared this story with you guys. Over a year ago or so, my grandmother passed. And I had an opportunity and a vision. In my dream vision, it was just as real. It was just as real as this conversation that I'm having with you right now. I saw my grandmother. She talked to me. She hugged me. She told me some things. She encouraged me, told me to live for the Lord, to never let go of God's hand, that God loves me. She told me some other things that I don't really remember. We had a lengthy conversation. I don't remember the whole entire conversation, but I can say this. The color was color beyond recognition. It was the bluest blue. It was the pinkest pink. It was the whitest white. It was the blackest black. It was the most beautiful thing I had seen. And I said, you know what? I cannot wait to express what eternal life is. And behind my grandmother, there were other members of the family who I knew that they were there, and a white light. In the color, they were there in color, but behind them was just white, just light. I want you to know today that no matter what you're going through, that God does love you. I want you to know that you are not alone. I want you to know that no matter what you're struggling with in your life, no matter what you're struggling with financially, mentally, socially, economically, whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether you're even struggling with your destiny and what God has called you to do in your life, I want to encourage you today to know that God loves you, that God acted on that love. That's an action word. God loved you so much. He loved the world so much. It doesn't matter what people have to say. What matters is, are you living the life, living the way that God wants you to live? Are you spreading the message about God's love? Are you doing the message of God's love? God so loved the world that he gave. He imparted something. He gave a gift. He gave us his only son. One of the most precious gifts ever that a parent could give. That whoever believes in him. That's an open invitation. No, God's not going to tell you, you can't believe because you've done this. You've done it. You can't believe. God's not going to say that. Say that. God's saying that whoever believes in him, not in their own practices, not in how well they say hallelujah, not in how well they dress, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. Guess what? You don't have to die today. You don't have to die not knowing God's love. You don't have to perish, but shall have, can have eternal life, a life that is so imaginable, a life that will continue on past this earthly body that we're in. Pinch yourself. You feel it? You feel the pain? Listen to this. You pinch yourself, you just know that you are here in this body. But your spirit is on the inside. And your spirit lives on eternal life. You know, if I were you, I would not take a chance on eternal life. I would not take a chance on not wanting to know God's love. You know, and let me tell you this. There's so many people out there. Now, I know what I'm about to say because I hear it every day. I see it every day. There's so many people who don't know the love of God. And if you listen to my voice and you are a Christian, I just want to encourage you to love. I want to encourage you, just like I have to encourage myself, to love, even when you don't want to love. I want to encourage you to love, even in troubled times, even in the darkest times, even when people don't actually love you back. I want to encourage you to love. I want to encourage you to love the people that you see who you feel, even in your mind, that they don't deserve God's love. I want to encourage you to love. I want to encourage you to love people who do things against you. Love them. Now, I'm not saying you have to go up in their face. and I'm not saying you have to go up there and be all up in their face. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying love them. You can love them from a distance. You can love them. But if you have the opportunity to share God's love and to share the message of hope, share that message. Share that message. The Word of God says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I'm speaking to the church right now because I think that sometimes we forget that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We kind of forget that we were sinners, which takes me to this song by Donnie McClurkin. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. You know, and sometimes the church hated it at first. And some Christians still hate it. Because guess what? I have to be reminded that I'm a sinner. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. You know, I just had to say that part to the church. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget that God loves us in spite of some of the things we do, in spite of some of the things we think, and in spite of some of the things we say and how we treat our brothers and our sisters. So when you get an opportunity to show love, show love. Now let someone know that there's hope. Let someone know that God cares for them. And then if you're listening right now and you don't know Jesus, you don't have a personal relationship with God, I just would like to encourage you today that God loves you. I would like to encourage you today that God cares for you. So much that he did something about it. So much that he gave his only son. And all thing you have to do is just believe. All thing you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And believe that he died and he rose again. You shall be saved. That's all they have to do is confess. So right now, if you're listening right now, repeat these words after me. If you are serious about giving your life to God and about allowing God to touch your life and allowing God to change your life, just repeat these words after me. I didn't say your name. Repent from all my sins that I've done against you, God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe that he died for my sins and that you raised him 3 days, that he rose with victory and power over hell and over death. I pray, God, that you will come into my heart. Please heal me of my hurt. Please heal me of the pain I've carried for so long. And I pray, God, that you will reign in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And with that being said, I want you guys, if you're listening right now to my voice, you are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm G. Wright. I want you guys to listen to his word. This song is a prayer that God placed in my heart. This song is on my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. It's entitled Consecrated for You.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Is my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear my plans, let them be you. For you is my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my Lord, let it. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.
You guys are listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I'm G Wright, and I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves tonight. That song was consecrated for you. If you're wondering what it means to be consecrated, it means to be set apart. It means to, when you set something apart, that means you place it in a different location for a specific use. That word consecrated for you is a song that really touches my heart. It's a song that is my prayer to God. Let him know that I'm consecrated. That means I'm setting myself apart so he can use me for his glory. And what I believe is that there are some people out there who are listening right now, and you've been struggling with your calling. You've been struggling with what God has placed in your life and in your heart. And you've been praying and saying, God, show me. And I bring you to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then let me share with you verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. You need to listen to this if you're listening right now. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. What's happening, guys, if you're listening, is that sometimes we as a church, sometimes we as saved folk, quote unquote, we act like it's our job to condemn the world. God did not send his Son to condemn the world. People who aren't living for him, people who aren't even trying to live for him or even want to listen to his commandments and keep them or do them. But he sent his Son that they might be saved through him. And just sharing with you guys tonight, it was just amazing for me to think that my first actual Blog Talk Radio sermon as Minister G. Wright, not just G. Wright, the artist and radio host, that God used this text. Because for me as a songwriter, the first song that God gave me and that I remembered when I was younger was John 3:17. And I'm not going to sing that for you guys tonight. I'm going to have to work on that. But for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God sent his Son. I believe that. God sent his Son, but not to condemn. So I want to encourage you today, if you're out there and you're listening to my voice, don't condemn the world, but let them experience the message of Jesus Christ through our lives. Let them experience God's love through us. that we might reach them. And it takes me back to this saying that one of my cousins says to me all the time, and my mom has instilled in me, and that is this: you don't have to tell them, you can show them. You don't have to go and broadcast it that you're a Christian. Show them. Let God's love, let God's light shine in your life. Let them experience God through you. Don't condemn them. Pray for them. Don't condemn them. Help them. Don't condemn them. Show them. Don't condemn them. Embrace them, allowing God's love, to touch them wherever they are. Now, another subject after this will be, don't become a doormat either. That's not what the word is saying. But show God's love in the way you respond to people and the way you treat them. I just wanted to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you guys for supporting my ministry. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday from 6 to 7. I have a special guest. My cousin Ernest Smith is coming on talking about his company and what he's doing for God in his life. So definitely check him out. He goes by COG, Child of God, and you can check him out on Facebook. Don't forget to check out my website, gwrightonline.com. Also, don't forget to make this show a favorite of yours. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. I want to give a shout-out to my mother right now who's listening. You know, Mom, I love you. I thank you for being such a great person in my life. I just want to thank my family. I thank my family, my cousins, friends, and those who are listening. God bless you. Thank my brothers. My brother TAZ, what's going on? My sister Darlene. And I just wanted to say this to you guys and my dad. And I just say this, God, when you think that there's not another way, God will make a way for you. The Heart of Love radio show, let God's light shine through you. And don't forget, give thanks for the awesome love of God. And I'll see you on Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless.